You're listening to SBS News.
The partial United States government shutdown is now in its 30th day, with no apparent end in sight. At the weekend, President Trump offered three-year protections for young undocumented immigrants, known as the Dreamers, and for other immigrants. He also offered to increase funds for drug detection at the US border, more border agents, and more immigration judges.
There are two more elements to my plan. Number one is 3 years of legislative relief for 700,000 DACA recipients brought here unlawfully by their parents at a young age many years ago. This extension will give them access to work permits, social security numbers, and protection from deportation. Secondly, our proposal provides a three-year extension of temporary protected status, or TPS. This means that 300,000 immigrants whose protected status is facing expiration will now have three more years of certainty so that Congress can work on a larger immigration deal, which everybody wants, Republicans and Democrats.
In return, Donald Trump says he must get funding for a $5.7 billion border wall as part of any bill to fully reopen the government.
To physically secure our border, the plan includes $5.7 billion for a strategic deployment of physical barriers, or a wall. This is not a 2,000-mile concrete structure from sea to sea. These are steel barriers in high-priority locations.
But the president's hope that offering new protections for some undocumented migrants could end the impasse with Congress was quickly dashed, as the Democrats immediately rejected his offer. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi described Trump's plan as a non-starter before the president even made his speech, tweeting, "What we didn't hear from the president was any sympathy for the federal workers who face so much uncertainty because of the chaos of the hashtag Trump shutdown." In response, the president lashed out on Twitter, calling Ms. Pelosi irrational and saying she has gone so far to the left that she has now officially become a radical Democrat. She is so petrified of the lefties in her party that she has lost control. Further presidential tweets clarified that the proposed deal would not lead to an amnesty for Dreamers, but he appeared to signal support for an amnesty as part of a broader immigration agreement. Around 800,000 federal workers are affected by the partial shutdown, which has caused widespread disruptions. One federal employee reflects on the difficulties workers are facing.
I think it's terrible that the government is holding employees hostage, and it needs to end. It just needs to end. We're all suffering. Businesses are suffering. It has a trickle-down effect. So everything's very tight, very tight. Some people are wondering how they're going to pay their mortgage next month, their rent, their utilities, groceries, just everyday things we take for granted.
Deep divisions in the United States were further laid bare on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. A group of teenagers wearing Make America Great Again hats were filmed mocking Native American elders at an Indigenous People's March. Native American elder Nathan Phillips says the teenagers were chanting, "Build that wall."
This is Indigenous land. We're not supposed to have walls here. We never did. For millenniums, before anybody else came here, we never had walls.
Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.